Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's podcast. This is your host, Spencer Ryan. I hope all of you had a fantastic weekend if you're listening to this on Monday. If you're not, I hope you're having a great week so far. Today's topic is going to be about market saturation when it comes to photography and filmmaking. But first, I just want to say thank you guys for taking the time to listen to this. And I apologize that I actually didn't put out two podcasts last week. I know I said this was going to be two podcasts a week. As of right now, it's only been one, and I apologize. I'm still trying to figure out the perfect schedule for this podcast to be able to keep up with everything that I'm doing, but I'm not going to let it cripple me. My goal is to be able to bring value to every single podcast, and I don't want to force something. So ultimately, I just want to make sure that I'm giving you guys value and kind of keeping you guys entertained. And if, you know, making two podcasts would force me to do something that perhaps wouldn't bring that to you, I wouldn't want to do it. So just bear with me, but I think we're going to at least get one podcast out a week. But the goal is two, but so far that hasn't been happening, and I apologize. But again, thank you guys for taking the time to listen, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy today's topic. Enjoy.
You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast.
So since we're talking about market saturation today, specifically in the photography and filmmaker kind of career, I guess you could say, I think that one thing to keep in mind is that this could be applied to pretty much any aspect of any job. But I really think that it's super important in the camera field right now because of the popularity, the boom that this industry has gotten over the last 5 to 10 years. When I first started out as a photographer, there were photographers out there, but I almost feel like recently there's been way more people, quote unquote, becoming photographers, which is fine. You know, they're exploring their talents, they're finding their passion. But when you have a field that's booming so much and becomes so saturated, it becomes harder for you as a worker in that industry to get jobs. It's almost like you're battling with other people. It's me versus them. Why would someone hire me? So it's really important to keep in mind that pretty much as a photographer and video maker at this point, you are selling yourself on your skill set. And you're this is the case with pretty much any profession, but it's more crucial now to understand that you need to fine-tune that skill set. And so what I wanted to discuss with you guys is I wanted to give you some tips, some things that I've seen over the past 7 years that really helped me get to where I am today. Because the market is so saturated, when I used to be a photographer, just purely as a photographer, before I even explored the video world, I would take pictures at weddings, I would do family portraits, I would do newborn shoots, things of that nature. When I started doing video, it was kind of the same thing. I was doing videos of weddings and things like that. Occasionally, I'd had people, you know, hit me up that were very prevalent in the gym. They wanted some kind of video shoot for their workout or whatnot. What I realized was that quickly it was becoming harder and harder for me to justify myself to them. And what I mean by that, it was harder for them to have a reason to hire me over someone else who could do equally good as work. Because let's face it, I'm not the best in this world, and chances are neither are you. So even though each one of us are unique in a special way and we have certain skills that are unique to ourselves, there's a lot of people out there that are doing the same thing as you. So the biggest thing that really helped me was to shift my focus. Instead of doing, you know, portrait work and family shoots and stuff like that, I started doing commercial work. And, you know, that kind of helped me level the playing field because not as many people are out there doing that now. And sheesh, like, I actually hope that it would be fantastic if my podcast could launch people into that career field and end up saturating that market. But I don't think my podcast has that big of an impact yet. But if you are a photographer or a filmmaker, you may want to consider doing commercial work because it's a much less saturated market. It takes a unique skill set or expertise, and it's very lucrative because businesses are the ones that are able to pay. You see, when you go do a video for a wedding is a little bit different, but there's usually a set budget of like anywhere from like $5,000 to $10,000 on the higher end. You know, I remember friends and family, I was charging them $500 to film their wedding. And same thing with photography. You know, most families out there aren't going to pay $600 for a family photo shoot. They're going to pay somewhere around $80 to $100. So it's important to realize as well that these businesses have a much bigger budget in terms of what they can pay, which ultimately translates to you making more money. So, you know, maybe look for local businesses in your area, offer to do some work for free. If you have a portfolio, show it to them, give them a business card, and explain to them how you can help. Like for me, I specialize in short form content for social media. So, you know, especially if the business is trying to grow their presence on social media, that's a perfect avenue. So kind of hear them out, listen to them, see what they need, and, you know, kind of ask them how you could help them. You know, give them value. If you don't have that much experience yet, offer to work for free, and just really nail it on the head and show them how you can help them, and price things accordingly if you are charging, because you know this is now commercial work. This is exposure. Like if you're working for a business, this work that you're doing for them could potentially be seen by thousands up to millions of people. So now you're working on an exposure basis. So that's some tips that I have for you guys. You know, if you feel like you're in a market where you're constantly battling to kind of justify why someone should hire you, perhaps you could shift your focus and work in a different area, like commercial work. And that really helped me get more work, helped me get more clients and a more steady flow of income. I hope that helps you guys. And if you guys have any questions, please definitely feel free to reach out to me over Instagram at @TheSpencerRyan. You can shoot me a DM or you can shoot me a Facebook message. But I'd be glad to help answer some of those questions for you guys. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, please feel free to leave me a review on whatever platform you're listening on, 5 stars preferred, and add a comment as to why you enjoyed the podcast. If you don't follow me on social media, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at @TheSpencerRyan, as well as YouTube. Just search Spencer Ryan. Hope you all have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you guys on the next one.